Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Hotel Mars, episode N. Dr. Space himself, David Livingston, is here. And we're very, very pleased to be joined by Eric Berger of Ars Technica, who is going to address immediately the success of Starship 6 heavy, super heavy launch in Boca Chica, Texas, in these last hours. And then look to space policy, because this is all one great big moving story. David and Eric, a very good evening to you. Eric, I begin with my understanding of Starship 6 launched yesterday. Considered a success, but at the same time, lots of details about engineers testing limits, edges of the envelope, taking tiles off of Starship, and not bringing Super Heavy back to the chopsticks, but putting it into a very neat landing in the Gulf of Mexico. What about this test impressed you and surprised you, Eric? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Thanks very much, John. I think the biggest item of interest was the fact that they were able to relight a Raptor engine in space. And that was critical, because to do orbital flights, you need to be able to prove that you can bring Starship back in a controlled manner to where you want to. So to date, they'd flown ballistic flights, basically, where they launched from Texas and landed in the Indian Ocean. You know, Starship is big enough that you want to make sure that you return it to Earth either in the ocean or where you intend to, rather than over some populated area. And so the fact that they've now demonstrated that they can light up a Raptor to perform a deorbit burn was very significant. I think the other really notable thing is that the vehicle made a really controlled landing into the Indian Ocean. They saw less damage to the vehicle this time, I think. You know, they're really the biggest item still ahead of them is proving that they can get Starships back and refly them. And so they made some progress, I think, on the heat shield with, as you noted, some missing tiles to really see how the vehicle would perform under a high stress environment.
In other words, what we're looking at here is the next and the next and the next test to bring the final stage, the top stage, Starship, to bring that back to Boca Chica and catch it the way they caught Super Heavy. Is that their intention?
I mean, after the flight yesterday, Elon Musk said on his social media network that it was possible they would do one more test flight with an upgraded version of Starship, and that could happen within the next month or two. And then after that test, if everything goes well, they would attempt to catch back in Texas. And so that would be potentially in the first quarter of next year, which would be really significant. You know, we'll see if they get there, but it does seem like that is the plan in the near term.
David, you have a question.
Eric, has there ever been any discussion of retrieving the stages from the Indian Ocean? Is it shallow enough there where they might retrieve them to study them or try to rehab them?
Definitely not rehab them, but there has been some talk of retrieving them for analysis. It's not shallow enough. I think it's pretty deep. It would be difficult to get the vehicle back, and it's probably broken into pieces. My sense is that at this point that they're close enough to a tower catch that they probably will just wait to get that first vehicle back. And you know, obviously it'll be in a much better condition if they catch it and they can really go over it with a fine tooth comb. But they haven't released, you know, all of those granular details yet.
I want to understand this achievement. You say relight a Raptor engine in space. That was necessary to reorient the craft, to bring it down if they wanted to. What is relighting meant to signify? That they can land it anywhere they want? Is that it?
That's basically it. Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, when you launch a rocket, it goes up and the second stage separates from the first stage and its engines are ignited and it burns for a few minutes and puts the vehicle into orbit. So if you're a small satellite or something like that, and then you lose the ability to deorbit burn and come back to Earth where you want to, it's mostly okay because most things will break up and burn apart in the atmosphere. The upper stage of Starship is huge, and so large chunks of that vehicle would survive reentry. And if it made an uncontrolled reentry over land, that would be really potentially catastrophic. And so they want to make sure that they can reignite these Raptor engines and essentially initiate a deorbit burn on command to bring the vehicle back to Earth where it's safe.
In other words, this is science fiction. This is what we've been watching in movies all these years. You don't need to transfer into a landing craft. You land your rocket ship on the planet after you've taken off from another planet. Is that what they're doing?
That is the vision. We have never seen a propulsively landed orbital spacecraft before. Everything has come back under parachutes or in the shuttle's case, mostly with a winged vehicle. In this case, Starship would be using its engines to land in a desired location, which you're right, is kind of the future of spaceflight if they can pull it off.
David, you have a question.
They only relit one Raptor engine for very, very short interval. So how many Raptors do they have to relight, and what would be the time length that they would have to burn?
Well, that's a great question, David. I don't have the engineering answers for you. Of course, the upper stage has three vacuum engines and three sea level engines in terms of their optimal thrust conditions, and that's based on the extension length of the nozzles. My sense is that they probably want three engines to make an optimal deorbit burn, and then three engines to make a landing burn, which they did demonstrate. I mean, they demonstrated a landing burn right when the Starship got close to the Indian Ocean surface. You could see it during the webcast. They ignited the engines to reorient itself. So, they will need different engines at different times. I just think it was really proving they could relight the Raptor engine in space, just set up orbital spaceflight for the vehicle for the first time.
There were lots of cameras everywhere. There was endless angles. They were restless in the camera room. But the one that I paid attention to was the floating banana inside Starship, showing 0G or near 2. Now, it also showed the interior of Starship, which looked like a construction set. Is that supposed to be the crew headquarters and the fuel and the cargo? We're looking at the shell of what will be filled in. Is that what we were looking at?
Yeah, that's basically it. I mean, it was this huge cavernous payload area on Starship, which you could modify it and put extra propellant tanks in there. You could modify it and put crew quarters in there. You could modify it or basically in that current configuration, they could put a dispenser and put a bunch of Starlink satellites in there which is what I think they'll do pretty quickly next year. But yeah, it was just basically showing off this. Really, we've never seen a payload area this big on a vehicle before. So they put a tiny banana in there just to have a little bit of fun.
David, you have a question.
Musk has an aggressive timeline for getting to Mars with this vehicle. So compared to the vehicle of Demo Flight 6 and what needs to be the vehicle for going to Mars, is Demo 6 close to that vehicle, or are we looking at a radically different Starship when he starts going to Mars?
Yeah, we're looking at a different vehicle. So this was the last flight of essentially Starship 1 on Tuesday. With their next mission, they're going to transition to a somewhat larger vehicle, not too much larger, called Starship 2. But really the Mars vehicle that you're talking about, David, and really the vehicle they would also use for lunar missions, would be a much larger Starship and a more powerful Super Heavy. This is Starship 3. Musk has said that they could start flying this in about a year from now. So I think you could safely say it's probably 2026. But what's interesting is that just today the FAA said that SpaceX had permission to launch this Starship 3 from South Texas. So that's clearly on the roadmap, and they're working to get there.
We're speaking with Eric Berger of Ars Technica, and we're talking about the test that from Boca Chica, attended by the luminaries of the United States of America, led by the President of the United States. So when we come back, space policy, given that one of the cheering crowd yesterday was the President-elect himself, with much to do in the new year, but Mr. Musk was right there with him. This is David Livingston, Dr. Space of the Space Show. This is Hotel Mars Episode N. I'm John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.